It's summer camp season. These days, kids can spend a week on almost any activity they like, from sports in the outdoors to computers or robotics. Since the late 1960s, children who love music have been heading to Bennington, Vermont, which is home to a piano camp known as Summer Sonatina. The camp was founded by Rosamund Vanderlinde, who now lives in Manchester. She wrote a memoir about the experience called A Piano in Every Room. She says she started Summer Sonatina not because there weren't music camps for her kids, but that there weren't music camps big enough for her family in which everyone played piano.
The trouble with the music camp was they only took one pianist, and I needed to have a place that took four pianists at the same time, and later five pianos. And what turned out in the end is kind of an amazing thing.
We hear so often from parents, you know, I want my kids to play soccer, I want my kids to learn to swim, and I want my kids to take piano lessons. What's the key to teaching a child about piano and about music?
All the teachers teach in a very positive manner, extremely positive. And so there's just no negativism. And I can tell you there can be a lot of negativism. You have to be positive when you're going to be teaching music.
There's that expectation or that fear that there will be an expectation that you have to be perfect and your job is to master a particular piece, a particular skill, a particular kind of playing. And you would emphasize independence and creativity.
You know, they had to play 3 hours a day, and there's nobody who wants to sign up for that usually. But somehow when they all get there, they want to play at least that much and probably more, because they play duets with their friends, or they go ahead and they created operas for a while. And I mean, these were full-size operas with costumes, etc., in less than a week. A piece of music is not just on a piece of paper. A piece of music has to become a living, breathing thing. And the piano needs to breathe, too. I think if those things are not brought forth as you're playing, then it's almost useless to be able to just play the notes. You have to be able to take those notes off the page and make it into something wildly wonderful.
Your kids,
mm-hmm.
who are very, very little.
Very young.
Putting their hands on the keyboards and starting to experiment, starting to feel what that's like.
They started at age 3, and the lessons had to be extra lively, extremely active, where they get up and they have dance and they have improvisation. One child, I think there's a picture in here of one of the children, and she's 9 months old playing the piano, and she looks just like the thing. She's not playing the right notes or anything like that, what anybody would call the right notes. But she was having the actions of a pianist. And then, of course, she expected somebody to clap afterwards, which we did.
It seems to have stuck. Your oldest daughter runs the programs now, and each of your children works in music.
And what's wonderful at Summer Sonatina, my grandchildren are there, and the one thing they look forward to is going to Summer Sonatina each year.
Rosamund Vanderlinde of Manchester. She wrote about starting the Summer Sonatina Piano Camp in Bennington, Vermont in her book, A Piano in Every Room. She's speaking tonight at the Guilford Public Library. For details, visit our website, nhpr.org.